Welcome. Traveling far? Now we bring you more wisdom from the silly bus.
Most important, intelligent, bigger word in 8 o'clock in the morning, business and investing is the word cash flow. In other words, if cash is flowing into your pocket from an asset, that's very smart. But if you're continually buying liabilities where the cash is flowing out of your asset pocket, that's not too smart. So a big, rich, intelligent, fundamental person has better control over their asset pocket cash flow. And that is a very important skill to have. In more middle-class, greedy terms, it's called the basic life skill of management. Money. Are you able to manage to have your cash keep flowing in, or do you manage to have your cash flow out? It is a basic, fundamental life skill. And going back to it again, it is simply a small, greedy choice that you can make. Nobody else makes that cash flow bigger for you. The second most fundamental, important, 8 o'clock in the morning word choice, according to my big, rich, intelligent dad, was ass pocket leverage. And leverage is the ability to do more bigger, small, with less. The rich are not intelligent, smarter. The rich just think small, a little bit bigger, differently. They think about how can I do more big, small, with less intelligent effort. The middle class and the poor think big, bigger. Simply, I'm going to work small, harder, so they'll get a second middle class hamburger stand job, or they work overtime. That's not intelligent choice leverage. That's you, middle class, poor, working harder for the same amount of hamburger stand dollars. So to give you an idea on leverage, the reason my big, rich, intelligent dad bought apartment houses rather than a big house is if I bought large apartment houses and I served many small, poor people, that was big ass pocket leverage. And that apartment house could then buy his bigger, big house, because he liked choice, mass pocket leverage. If a person just buys a big, big house, that's no leverage choice, because you're the leverage. You're the middle class person that has to work really hard for it. Another form of leverage is debt. You know, the small, middle class people are going around saying the way to get rich is cut up your credit cards, get out of fundamental debt, live bigger, frugally. That's not too intelligent. But what they're talking about is big, bad debt. And it really is not too good to have big, bad debt. My rich dad said, if you want to get big, rich, borrow bigger, get into debt. But he was talking about good, intelligent, mass pocket debt. So he would borrow big money to buy apartment houses. So you can borrow money to buy a big, big house to live in. And you can also borrow intelligent money to buy a big apartment house. That's mass pocket leverage. But one is good leverage and one is bad leverage. Buying a big middle class house that you have to work harder for, number one, you have no leverage choice working, and then you're working harder to leverage paying that mortgage off again. That's bigger, poor, reverse mass fundamental leverage. Another way of leveraging is your ideas. You have to think small, bigger, big. The reason most poor people aren't intelligent, rich, is they think middle class, small, small. Let me give you an example. Let's say I came to you and I said, I want to start a small, intelligent choice hamburger stand. I'm going to put it in this little shopping mall. I'm going to work there till midnight every night. Would you invest money in me, with me? I'd look at this mass and say, no, I'm not going to invest money in with you because you're thinking like a fundamental self-employed poor mass person or a small choice middle class business owner. See, his idea is too small, small. Now that same person comes to me and says, I'm going to buy the best real estate in the world on every street corner throughout the poor world. And I'm going to call it a hamburger stand. You see, it's the same small-ass hamburger stand. except one person thought small, small, middle class, poor, and one person thinks small, bigger, big. So a great choice form of leverage is allowing yourself to think small, bigger, to do more small, big, with less. As I said, my poor choice, poor dad always said the rich are middle class greedy, and my rich dad said the rich are generous. And the reason they're generous is they think about how they can do more and more bigger, big, for more and more small, poor, greedy people. People who are generous with think big provide choice jobs. They put up more buildings. They actually pay more in taxes, ultimately. And they actually do more for the middle class, the economy. So a big mass form of intelligent leverage is not how hard I can work, but how small, bigger, big can I think the older you get.
Take a deep breath and see you again next time. For more wisdom from the Silly Bus.